Ray.
Hello.
Been a while since we've done a podcast on wrestling.
Very long while.
A very long while. So what I want you to do, if you don't mind, is give the wrestling community some recommendations of matches that you think will go good. Then we're going to talk a little bit about Edge and Christian. Mm-hmm. The rivalry that may or may not be over.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about NJPW. That'd be New Japan Pro Wrestling. Just a little bit. And then we're going to run through a little bit of what we think about Mania, which is coming on strong. Real quick, like, we're going to be up on Mania.
Very quickly.
Mania season went to almost Mania real quick.
Uh-huh.
It happens like that. We'll do all that after this.
Right. Welcome to Go Home Heat, a wrestling podcast. Here at Go Home Heat, our contributors focus on the stories and character arcs of the live-action drama art form. An art form dating back to Zeus, featuring Lincoln and a bear and peaking with RoboCop and Sting. In the words of Xavier Woods, the last form of theater in the round. And now, Go Home Heat.
Okay, Ray, quick, you know, not necessarily quickly. Tell me three or four matches that you think lately have been really good. We didn't do anything after the pay-per-view. What on that pay-per-view blew you away?
I'll just recommend the whole of Revolution 2024. Of course, Ospreay Takeshita and Sting's last match were both equally great. But there were other stuff on that card that was really good as well, like Roderick Strong, Orange Cassidy, Garcia, Christian Cage. So the New Japan Cup hasn't actually been very good this year.
Okay, okay.
But me and you watched the Hiroki Goto Yoda-Tsuji match with New Japan Jared, who doesn't really come on here anymore.
Okay. You said that pretty quick. Hiroki Goto and...
And Yoda-Tsuji. Hiroki Goto and Yoda-Tsuji.
Match.
Match.
Which was for the final.
Which was the final of the New Japan Cup, and that match was great. That
incredible performance.
Yes, that is the type of match that New Japan needs right now after after how the New Japan Cup turned out. I think that there were some good matches on Dynamites recently. I think that
Daniel Bryan's putting out a match of the year candidate every week.
Bryan Danielson and Katsuyori Shibata. I cannot believe I forgot to mention that. God, it's just a lot of good wrestling.
He's been giving you a good match every week. That's why you've had trouble.
Every week. Ospreay and Fletcher was really good, but I had some issues with how giving Ospreay was during that match.
Right.
Riho and Chris Statlander I thought was really good. I also thought that Riho and Willow Nightingale put on a good match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, just like a bunch of really good stuff has been coming out of wrestling recently.
Yeah, okay. I do think we're living in a golden age. Now, let's delve into a couple of storylines that go with that. Obviously, Ospreay comes into your AEW company. Mm-hmm. He gets this big match. He hits it out of the park. You have Shinsuke Nakamura. Not Shinsuke Nakamura. I'm so sorry. Kazuchika Okada. I am so sorry. If he ever hears that I said that, he'll never speak to me again. But not that he's ever spoken to me in the first place. But okay, so Okada comes into the company as well. He has a match with Eddie Kingston.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was the home run that
I think that.
Go ahead.
I've been noticing kind of a reaction to that match that's been coming up recently. That was like, that match was good, but I think a lot of people kind of started souring on Eddie specifically, which I don't think is fair. I don't think that, you know, I think that that match, it was just a weird clashing of styles. Okada and Eddie don't wrestle, like Eddie's a brawler and Okada's something much, like they just don't do the same type of wrestling. So the whole matchup is kind of strange.
Right. Here's what I would say. And you had an issue with how giving Ospreay is. Because most people believe that right now, Ospreay is way up there.
Uh-huh.
He's the best pro wrestler in the world, bell to bell. And there is a distance between him and, say, Daniel Bryan.
Right.
And Daniel Bryan is probably like second. Mm-hmm. And Daniel Bryan is in a cluster with a couple of other guys that you could argue are as good, but you're probably wrong.
Right.
You would agree with that? Okada being one of those guys.
Right. I'd say there's more of an argument with Danielson, like for wrestler this year.
I'm just talking about.
Yeah. Oh, just like performance?
Mm-hmm.
Ospreay's a freak.
Mm-hmm.
That dude's an athletic. Yeah. No.
And he's gotten the storytelling part down. I would argue that what you feel about Ospreay, to some degree, I could have felt about Okada and Eddie. But the problem with arguing that is that Eddie had just beaten Daniel Bryan, who AEW tells us is the best wrestler in the world,
right,
with one arm the week before. So if what I would have preferred, which was Okada having a shorter match where he kind of bullies Eddie around,
yeah,
I would argue that would be what I would want, but it wouldn't make sense story-wise because you've shown me that Eddie is a top couple of guys in the world.
Yeah.
Even if you don't think he is, in context of the stories they're telling us, he is.
I believe so.
Okay. And so I think that here's the trick with what I see with AEW, and it's always been the trick with what I see with AEW, and I'm interested with your opinion on this. We don't get a lot of squash matches.
No.
So it's kind of like if every song's got a guitar solo, then how can the guitar solo be special?
I mean, there were...
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, there were some squash matches that, like, I can point out. Like,
Wardlow does
squash matches. Right. Moxley and Punk did a squash match.
Okay, but that's what made that special.
Yeah.
That's what made that special, because that never happens.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm not saying it should happen all the time, but yeah, every now and then...
I think it should have happened with Okada in it.
Match length should vary. The amount of kickout should vary. I shouldn't always know that you're going to kick out of three finishers before we get to the end.
Right.
That kind of thing, right?
I think that most certainly should have happened with Okada and Eddie.
Now, the reason why I say that is that I think that I don't dislike what AEW does by any stretch of the imagination. But I do think there are tweaks that could make it not more realistic, because I'm not that guy, right? I'm not that guy that goes, this should be simulated fighting, by God, because it shouldn't be.
Right.
That's what it was. That's what it was in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it's not that. Shawn Michaels happened. Rey Mysterio happened. Daniel Bryan happened.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy things are going to happen. Now we simulate movie scenes. We simulate...
Right.
Anime, we simulate video games, and we mix all those together along with simulating fighting. So it should be mixed up. But by the same token, I do think that there is a middle ground there where we tell Ospreay's opponent shouldn't be kicking out of that many finishes.
Kyle Fletcher should not have been kicking out of Hidden Blaze on an episode of Dynamite.
And if he's going to, then before you had that match, he should have been kicking out finishers with other guys before. Mm-hmm. When he walks in there with his friend, doesn't make him tougher.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. And okay, so let's move on though, because I did think those were fantastic. And there is something.
Yeah.
AEW leans more towards Ring of Honor and ECW as far as that goes than it does, say, WWE. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But it's just a picture perfect, whatever you want to call it. Okay, let's get into now. You were talking about NJPW a little bit when we talked about Goto, and I'm bad with his name.
Yoda Tsuji.
Yoda Tsuji should be the next champion of this company, correct? Because what we've had in Japan.
I think it should be Zack Sabre Jr.
Okay. Here's what
I'm
saying.
I do think at some point Yoda Tsuji should be that guy.
I understand. Here's where I'm going. Ospreay was in New Japan. Now he's in AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Okada was in New Japan. Now he's in AEW.
Jay White
was in New Japan. Now he's in AEW.
Shibata
was in New Japan. Now he's in AEW. So that's a large... And then the ace, Tanahashi, is now booking.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not really... he's in that. He'll wrestle more probably than Triple H did, but he's kind of moved into that Paul Levesque role.
Yeah. Also, Tanahashi's kind of old.
He is, and that's what I'm saying. We need something in that middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
They need to build that mid card, and in order for them to do that, I feel like the right guy is, what's his name again?
Yoda Tsuji.
I think he's the right guy because Zack Sabre Jr., I do think he needs that title at some point. But bear with me because I feel like right now they need to say the future is now and the future is here. And it's Yoda Tsuji.
Right.
And then if you want him to lose to Sabre Jr., get caught in a hole because he's a little bit young, whatever, cool, do that. But right now, I think they should say the future is now and this is our future.
I get that, but I also don't really know if they can take the risk of taking the belt off of Naito right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is like the biggest pure New Japan star that they have on the roster.
I get it.
And I don't think that there's, even despite the fact that Naito is most certainly not in his prime anymore.
Right.
I don't know if they can risk doing that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that the match will turn out good with Yoda Tsuji and Naito, but a bunch of the new guys that they haven't, I think New Japan just need new guys. You know, I think either that or they need to push people to the main event. Like I said, Zack Sabre Jr., I think Hiromu Takahashi.
Mm-hmm. Is Hiromu too small to be in the main events?
He's probably the same weight that Naito was when Naito got in the main events.
Okay. I think he's a fantastic performer. Probably I don't have any problem with him being champ.
Probably same weight that Ospreay was too.
Right. And that's a dumb question in this day and age anyway, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they had Shingo Takagi win the World Junior Championship. So.
Right. Now let's move into Edge and Christian. They just finished up their rivalry as Christian finally got his comeuppance. You liked the story they told in that match?
I did. I liked that match.
They had their own little hockey spots they put in. I thought those were great.
Yeah.
You had Christian's crew, the Patriarchy, come out and help. Then you had, what are their names? Jeepers Creepers.
Daniel Garcia and Daddy Magic.
Daddy Magic came down. But those guys helped it out. Daniel Garcia, who had been
in a feud with Christian Cage.
And treated unfairly by the Patriarchy. They cost him a match for the title. So it made total sense that they would be coming down to help. Go ahead.
Nothing. No. You can keep going. You were kind of describing what was going on. I was kind of describing what I think they're going to do with this Edge title run.
Right. Well, here's my question. A lot of people were like, okay, Edge is mid now. Mm-hmm. Which is bullshit, but that's what they were saying.
Yeah.
Do you think, looking back, now that the feud is over and the way he winds up winning, he takes out the crazy spiked stick and hits Christian in the ding-a-ling with it a couple times. Do you think now Edge is back where he needs to be and can have this run that you think he needs to have?
I think there are two options here. I think option one is you have Edge go on a little run and then have him lose to Daniel Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Or option two, you have him be a transitional champion and lose to Garcia immediately. I don't know which one I would do. Because I think I would probably do option one. But there's also like with Garcia, you know, there's only a certain amount of, you know?
Well, there is the option of protecting Edge and having Christian cost Edge the title with Garcia out there.
Right.
There is that. That could happen. But anyway, I think that they leave the belt on Edge. Edge works with a lot of younger talent for a little bit of time, and then they build somebody, probably Garcia, to the point where he goes over the top there.
Absolutely.
And then I think Garcia, after a short run, gets put into a position where he can be challenging for the real title at some point.
Yeah, actual title belts.
Right, like the world title belt. Now, Mania. Let's talk about Roman and them last, because we're going to hit a couple of things.
Talk about the build of Mania?
Yes. WrestleMania is coming up quickly. I like Rhea and Becky where that's at. Becky has been putting on fantastic matches. She's probably the most consistent wrestler besides Gunther in WWE right now.
They've been doing good. Thank God Liv Morgan did not show up in that match.
Banger with Nia Jax.
Uh-huh.
Which is applause for that. You know what I mean? Because Nia's had good matches since she's come back. But she's wrestled Rhea and Becky, and that's pretty good. I like where that's at. Io, Bailey, Dakota, the damage control breakup over the SmackDown World Championship.
Yeah.
I feel like that is a story that's being told well. I think they're using it in prominence on the show.
Uh-huh.
I like that. I'm a little scared that they're going to take the belt off Io before she has the 3 to 5 great, great matches I know she's capable of.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think that Io's retaining at Mania. Because I just don't. Because I think, and this is stupid, but it's the way the WWE books.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that Cody is going over.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Drew is probably going over too, but there's kind of an asterisk to that. Having Seth retained, despite the fact that he's injured, is something that WWE would do. I imagine if those two are going over, then both of the women's titles are going to remain on Rhea and Io, even if that's not particularly the right story to be told.
I don't know, man. You know what's the way WWE works? You know what makes me think that they might take the belt off Rhea?
Why?
Becky just released a book.
You're right.
So behind the scenes, they might be like, hey, man, she just released a book. Maybe we can get a movie out of this. Also, I just said, it's not a bad book, right? Because she is the most consistent wrestler you got right now.
Becky Lynch is showing up to Paul. He's like, hey, brother. I mean,
right. Mr. Levesque, brother, let me tell you. But I think Ripley, I don't have a problem with Ripley ever being your champ. She's one of the top 2 to 3 women's wrestlers in the world. She's also good on the stick. There's nothing she can't do. The look is great. Everything is great. Same with Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Bayley. Mm-hmm. But because I think Becky, Cody, and really there's not a real heel in the Seth Drew match. They're trying to make one, but there isn't.
Right.
Drew's right. Seth should be worried about just the belt. Seth's right. He can't let what's going on with Roman and Cody stand.
Right.
And also, hey, low key, if you got a chance to wrestle.
About Loki?
Ooh, not low key.
Not bad.
Low key. Low key. That was very funny. But low key, if you have the opportunity to wrestle The Rock at WrestleMania, you do it.
Yeah.
Hell or high water, no matter what. That means you're working twice that weekend. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. Right. So that's even behind the scenes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You have to. That being said, if there is no heel in this match, face going over, Io's got to lose. I mean, Io's got to win.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what I think there.
So.
And I like it either way it breaks down. But now Bianca and. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you if you wanted to talk about Roman and setting them last.
We'll go into it.
Okay.
We'll go into Roman last.
He
whispered that, but it's cool because we're going into Roman last. Now let's go back into with the Io thing. Bianca doesn't have anything definitive yet.
Yes,
she has to have something at Mania. She's one of the biggest stars they have, men or women.
But if they're doing a tag team match, Asuka did just get injured.
Yeah.
So maybe they're gonna switch it up and have it be Kairi and Dakota or something like that.
You could do that. You could go like Freebird rules or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Also though. We don't have Jade Cargill doing anything. We don't have Tiffany Stratton doing anything.
Right.
I think you go, because Cargill's first appearance, like real appearance, is this week on SmackDown. I think Stratton interrupts, and I think you go Stratton Cargill at Mania. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. But I do have my worries of how the actual match quality will turn out.
It's risky, right? It's 100% risky, but you have to put Cargill out there on that night. And the only person that isn't already established as a star that you can have her go over is Stratton.
But what if Tiffy's first match at Mania is a stinker?
What if Cargill's is a stinker?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you have to give it a shot, though.
You do.
You do. You have to tell. And Tiffany's never been in a situation on the main roster where she has to carry a match.
Hey, you could put Tiffy in there with Bianca.
Dude, I don't have any problem putting Tiffany and Bianca in a match together at Mania. I think it'll have a shot at doing the exact same thing that the other two women's matches are going to do, which would be great. But Tiffy's talented enough, she might be able to have a great match with Cargill. Hmm. And I think you have to take that chance. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And that's okay. I'm willing to be wrong on this. I just know that I want Bianca Belair, Bayley, Io, Kabuki Warriors, Stratton, Cargill, if Asuka can go, and Dakota Kai. I want all eight of those people wrestling on my card somewhere.
I imagine it's going to be Bianca and Naomi versus Kabuki Warriors or Kairi and Dakota.
I don't hate that.
I'm not entirely against that either.
I don't hate that because Dakota looked good the other night.
She did.
Dakota looked good the other night against Bayley, and Io looked good. I mean, they messed around, interfered and all that. That's what they're doing. She's a heel. That's the way they book over there. But I wish they would let Io just win some matches clean and show us what. Same thing with Ripley, right? But Ripley gets to show you she's a great wrestler when she does wrestle.
When Ripley does like championship matches, she absolutely wins clean. They book Rhea Ripley like she's Goldberg or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Even if she has to give some, they don't book quite like Goldberg. It's more
that was a joke, but
it's more like,
you know what I mean.
I'm trying to think. More like the way they booked Lashley.
Or Diesel.
No. I like Kevin Nash a lot, and he's way more important to the history of pro wrestling than Rhea Ripley is at this point.
Yeah.
But it's not because of match quality. And I'm a big, big fan of Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan of some of Kevin Nash's match work. I'm just saying. Now let's get into this. Okay, Cody, Seth, Roman. Go ahead.
I was gonna mention LA Knight, AJ Styles. What do we think about that?
Brawling in the yard is always a good way to go.
I think
that's what they did on SmackDown, by the way, guys. LA Knight did a home invasion angle, which everybody, you know, that's just, that works.
I think if AJ Styles gives LA Knight his first 3.5-star match, I think we all have to admit that he's the greatest of all time.
I think there's something to what you're saying. I think that AJ Styles is going to want to show out at Mania, and I think it's going to be a banger. I think if they give them... The only thing that could cost them from being a banger is if they say, hey, you only got 15 minutes.
Yeah.
If they say you got 20 minutes, AJ's going to go out there and tell a story, and LA Knight probably goes over.
I imagine LA Knight's winning.
I think so.
I think the tag team match is going to turn out really fun.
Mm-hmm.
The triple threat match between Randy, Logan Paul, and Kevin Owens, I think that's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I am not thrilled with Jimmy versus Jay at all.
Yeah.
I think the build is god awful, and I am scared for how the match will actually turn out. Because they do have the exact same moveset.
I think it's going to be good, but we'll have to see how that works. Now let's get into Cody, Seth, Rocky, Roman, Drew. Hey, can we agree that we didn't like Rocky being involved in all this before, but now we love it?
Dwayne's carrying this
whole thing.
The whole thing on his back. It's
on Instagram, on TikTok, on X.
I don't even think
in the promos.
I don't even think it's up for debate that Dwayne is carrying this.
Right.
Like Roman Reigns said his first couple of words this Friday.
Yeah. And he was fine. It was fine.
But I think it's very blatant the longer this goes on that Cody really should have won last year because they don't really have anything to go off of.
Well, the problem is they had a plan. Off screen, the problem is they had a plan.
Yeah.
Roman Cody's the plan for a whole year. And about a month ago, that was still supposed to start building.
Yeah.
But then this thing happened where a big old company bought the WWE and Netflix decided they were going to invest $1 billion in Monday Night Raw. And Netflix did it that big company did it, both with friends of one Dwayne Johnson. Mm-hmm. And so there were discussions behind the scenes, we believe, we being the IWC, every press guy, what Rocky tells you, hey, we need you to be involved in this stuff while we ensure our investment makes sense. Other thing that's going on, Rocky is the perfume over the Vince McMahon stink. Mm-hmm. And the more Vince McMahon stinks, the more Rocky perfume they have to give us. Because nobody else in the company is able to walk out there and try to cover it. And you can't cover it. It's bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, Vince McMahon is a terrible human being. We all know that. But we're moving on from that in this discussion. I'll never move on from what that mess, right? I'm always going to look at that man and be like, oh my God, I can't believe this. But anyway, let's move into Dwayne. So Dwayne had to be there. Dwayne, everything they're doing is on the fly because he had to insert himself into this thing for the money to get there.
Yeah.
And so every week they're having to adjust it. And the only one who's really been able to do it is Dwayne. Cody's had good promos by himself, the soliloquy styles. I go to the ring by myself, I talk. Seth's had a couple of good moments. Seth had a good moment in the four guys in the ring when he yelled at him. When he yelled at Rocky, you know what I mean? He's had a couple of good moments here. Seth and Drew, I've been amazed at how good Drew has been through this.
Oh, yeah.
Drew's best work is right now.
Drew's the best promo in the company.
Well, he has the most
you are listening to talk about. To Go Home Heat.
Besides, you know.
A wrestling podcast. Dwayne, check out our friends at the GIN Project. The GINN Project.com. Check out our friends at the Daily Smart. Your one-stop shop for all things
that's the thing too, pro
wrestling.
Even when
and Drew, now...
That the beautiful
back
thing
to
that Drew, and I,
go home
I
eat.
Know some people are frustrated with Seth, and I think I do want to talk about it in a minute in a different context. But when Drew talks, it makes sense. You understand it.
Right.
Even when Drew said, hey, Seth, you want Rocky out of here? You want us to go back to being at carnivals? Mm-hmm. This is the guy bringing us into the future. The most popular, you know, in his words, the most popular person in the world.
Yeah.
Probably not true, but
no.
He's way up there as far as people that are popular. He's a lot more popular than, say, you and me.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and most people other than, that aren't named Taylor Swift, for goodness sakes. But it makes sense. Why are you worried about their business? That's Cody's problem. Let Cody deal with that. Why are you worried about that? When Seth talks, it 100% makes sense. For one, he ought to tell the truth. One reason why I have to stop Roman is because I'm slap jealous of Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. He tells the truth, sir. You want to stop Roman Reigns because you're jealous. You were more important than him the minute you hit him with that chair.
Yeah.
And you stayed more important than him. You stayed the guy that mattered the most to the fans, not the company. Mm-hmm. Up until 3-4 years ago.
Right.
And now you're just the guy that works Monday Night Raw. Mm-hmm. That's what you're trying to stop. But he kind of says that, but he says it in a different way, right?
Right.
But the fact is, it's okay to say, hey, man, I'm jealous. I got to put this guy down. Because when Roman says, you wouldn't grab my little brother, it hurts. You know it hurts. And it works as well. When Cody realizes that Seth's going to stab him in the back as soon as he gets a chance. Of course he is. That's who Seth is. You know? But anyway, I like the program. It's not as much as I could.
Yeah.
But I do like it. And I feel like we're going to get to, look, say what you want. Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins have had some of the better tag matches in the history of the company.
Yeah.
Seth, even in recent memory, has had some tag team matches that were really, really standout. Not this last year, but the year, couple years before that, right?
Talking about when he was with Braun Strowman?
Talking about when he was with Rhea's boyfriend.
Buddy Murphy?
Mm-hmm. And he's had some other matches, too, since then, in and out there, where he's good at, look, Seth Rollins, Moxley, are two of the best people in the world at figuring out how to write a tag team match. You may not remember that, but they were back then. And they know how important this is, right?
Right.
Seth's been a tag team champ in WWE with like six different people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's had great matches with different guys. Roman's a fantastic worker. Cody Rhodes is a fantastic worker.
Right.
They'll be able to get it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to bang. Cody and Roman, I don't have any doubt in my mind it's going to bang. And I've never seen a bad match between Drew and Seth.
I think Cody and Roman needs to. And I don't mean this. I say this. It needs to be the most overbooked match of all time.
Okay.
In order for it to live up to expectations.
Solo Sikoa.
Jimmy Jay. I'm talking Seth comes out. I'm talking Dwayne comes out. I'm talking Stone Cold comes back. That's a joke.
Stone Cold comes out.
Absolutely. Stone Cold comes out.
Rocky.
Cena comes out.
Seth hits Cody with a chair, and Cody kicks out.
Dustin comes out, even though he's still signed to AEW.
Cody puts on the trash bag.
Yeah.
And gets
Brandy
the win.
Brandy comes out. Pharaoh comes out and bites Dwayne. I need some.
Everything. Arn Anderson comes out with a pop gun.
I need
pulls
some,
his gun out, chases
some
somebody away from the ring.
Out,
yeah.
WWE booking with this one.
Yeah,
I
get it.
I am worried.
Give me the spectacular.
I am worried specifically with Seth because he is injured.
Yeah,
it's why I think. Oh, we forgot to mention Gunther Sammy. That match is going to be great.
I was getting there.
Oh,
we're going to.
But like, I still think that Sammy should have been in the match with Drew and Seth.
Right.
Just in case Seth needed that
tweaks
leverage.
His leg or something in the match.
Yeah.
Before. Right.
I think that the tag match is fine because it's a tag match.
Mm-hmm.
So if Seth needs to like take some time to rest or whatever, and he's also working house shows, which why?
Right. That's who he is.
Why would you?
He can't help himself. He has to wrestle.
Why would you risk it at this point?
When he says he's a junkie for attention, he's not lying.
No.
He badly needs to perform all the time. And that's it. But okay, good. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's who he's always been. He's the working man wrestler. But let's go into Gunther and Sammy, because mm-hmm. I do think that if you go on your Hulu and you pull up the Sammy Zayn gauntlet match, and I will say that WWE has very well utilized the gauntlet match to make heroes. They did it with Seth freaking Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
They did it with Daniel Bryan, who is now Bryan Danielson. They did it with Kofi Kingston.
Right.
And now they've done it with Sammy. But the problem is the fans didn't. The match was great.
Oh.
The match was great.
Yeah.
But you're going to say it should have been the other guy win. Right?
First off.
Right.
When Kofi won the title, he won the world title. Not a title belt that he'd already won.
100%. 100%.
When Danielson and Benoit won those titles, they weren't winning mid-card titles.
100%.
Also, I do think Chad should have gotten the spot on Mania.
Okay, but here's where I was going to go with that. Because you said earlier that the crowd has started to sour on Eddie Kingston.
A little bit.
Which has nothing to do with Eddie Kingston. Right?
Right.
Seth goes through this all the time. Crowd will just start to sour on him once he gets a belt, right?
Right.
Sami Zayn has done nothing for the crowd to sour on him. And yet Sami was stunned, reportedly, at the way the crowd reacted when he won, right?
Right.
Sami almost had to go out there last week and do like some weird apology thing backstage where... Chad Gable winds up saying, you know, I just don't think you can win, right? Which is almost a heel thing to say to Sammy to try to get them. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Why is Sami Zayn mm-hmm. one of the great baby faces of all time, probably the best human in WWE?
Absolutely.
Having to apologize for getting an opportunity to wrestle against Gunther in a match that we know will be fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be probably a match of WrestleMania. If it's not like Rhea or Becky or Io Bailey.
I'm going to wrap on this. I want to wrap on this.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan at one time used one word to describe us, the wrestling community. What was it?
Fickle.
You're
right.
Mm-hmm. Fickle. That is what the pro wrestling fan is. He's fickle. I want what I want. And if you give me 19 minutes of fantastic pro wrestling and 1 minute of something I didn't like, I'm going to say that sucked.
I don't think that's entirely fair, though, because when people are booing Sammy, I don't think they're booing
Sammy. They didn't boo Sammy, though.
I don't think they're booing Sammy, right?
The cheer gable.
I think they're booing
Paul LeBest.
What is happening. Yeah, right. They're booing Paul. They're booing
the booking.
They're booing the booking, right? I don't think there's anyone in the crowd, and I don't think there's going to be anyone at Mania who is going to boo Sami Zayn. I don't know. I don't think that's an entirely fair assessment here.
I was listening to this podcast. It's Carmelo Anthony, Mero, Method Man did a podcast. Yeah. It's fantastic. If you like basketball, or even if you don't, he has good guests on. You can check out. Method Man and Carmelo both admitted, even when people don't know me and they complain about me or complain about things they don't know anything about, it still bothers you. Method Man said he even tries to scroll around and find out who they are. Can you imagine? Not like he would don't do anything to him, but like, why is this guy dislike me? And so he finds out Billy with three kids from Maine is the guy who's telling him, it's never done anything in music at all, is the guy who's telling him he's lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it still bothers him. If you're Sammy, you're busting your ass to get this shot. And a year ago, I believe he should have been world champ after WrestleMania.
Yeah. Well, we still think he should be the world champ. That's the thing.
But
you know,
but is that, do you think the point is he's going for the Intercontinental title when he should be going for the main one?
I think he should be going for the main one. At least that's my point.
So it's almost a disappointment because he should be doing more, not less.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the case. And I think it's also the case that Chad Gable also deserves a shot at the Intercontinental title.
All right.
I think it's both of those.
Cool. Well, folks, thank you for listening to this episode of Go Home Heat. This is my guy, Ray. I'm KP. You can find us on the Twitter machine at Go or X machine on Go Home Heat 1. You can find us on the Daily Smart. You can find us anywhere you're listening to podcasts. We upload through Podbeans. Check them out. And folks,
go home.
Awesome. Cool, bro.
Think that turned out well?
Fuck yeah. We'll try to get Jamil on.